Good morning. This is Chris Hurst here with WTUF and WPAX News. And this morning, very honored to have a young man on the line with me. If you could give me your name and your title or rank.
I'm Agent T. Dillon.
I'm sorry.
First name Trenton. Agent 2 FMF Trenton Dillon.
Trenton Dillon. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes this morning to share with us. And you said you're in Afghanistan this morning.
Yes, sir, Afghanistan.
And what are you doing in Afghanistan today?
I'm a hospital corpsman. Basically, what my job is I'm with the Marine Corps. They don't have a medical department, so what we do is provide medical coverage for the Marines when they go out and do the things that they do. So I'm here to provide medical coverage for the Marine Corps.
And what is the most difficult part about doing what you do?
Never knowing when something's going to happen. Like I said, most of my job is boring. I really don't work unless something actually happens. So I have to always be ready. So that's the hard part is always being ready, just in case something does happen. I have to actually take care of somebody.
So it sounds like there could be quite a bit of downtime involved.
It's a little bit now towards the end of the deployment. Yes, it's a lot more downtime now.
And so, what do you do in those times when there's really not much going on? And you're from Georgia, right?
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And there's probably a lot of times you're wishing that you were just back here in Georgia. And how do you pass the time over there?
Oh, we do a lot of training. Got to stay up on our skills. So if nothing actually going on, I'm training or helping some of the junior guys train so they'd be ready for situations that come up.
Absolutely. And what made you decide to and first, before we go any further, I just want to say thank you so much for doing what you do for us here in America. And also, what made you decide to serve in the armed forces?
Well, I want to say thank you, and you're welcome, and thank you for your support. And I just want to do something different. That was my thing, you know. I really want to do something different, and I didn't really want to go to school on a partial scholarship playing sports and then have to pay back somebody some money. So I said, let me do something different. And I told my parents that's what I wanted to do, and they said, hey, whatever you decide to do, we're behind you. And 10 years later, I'm still here.
Absolutely. What? And I know your parents are so proud of you. When will you get a chance to come back to Georgia and visit?
I'm going to try to get down in a few months. I'll make sure I get down there before the holidays. I always make my holiday trips back home. So.
Absolutely. Trenton, thank you so much again for taking a few minutes to share with us. And, again, thank you so much for what you do for our country. Is there anything that you haven't said that you would like to say to our listeners? I'm here in Thomas County, Thomasville, way down in South Georgia, and I'm going to get this on the air, and, of course, they'll hear it around here and all over the planet, I guess, on the Internet and all that stuff. Anything else that you would like to say to our listeners out there?
Well, I just want to thank you for your support, and I just want to say hey to my mom and Big Mama out there in Bambridge and Climax, Georgia. And I want to say happy 8th birthday to my son, Trent Jr.
And those guys, it sounds like they're kind of close to that beautiful Lake Seminole over there.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Absolutely. Trent, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I'm going to get this on the air tomorrow and hope everything goes great and tell all the guys that we just say thank you.
I will do. Like I said, thank you for your support, and we appreciate it.
Have a great day, Trenton.
You too, sir.